Welcome to another in our series of Politics in Review podcasts. At his long-awaited news conference to announce his political plans for 2022, Republican Governor Chris Sununu said he will not challenge vulnerable New Hampshire Democratic Senator Maggie Hassan, but will seek a fourth two-year term as governor. Mr. Sununu, with his strong electoral record and approval ratings, was the National Republicans' first choice to run for Senate, but now they must find another candidate. Among the possibilities are former Massachusetts Senator and 2014 New Hampshire Senate candidate Scott Brown and his wife, Gail Huff Brown, who is already an announced congressional contender. Former Senator Kelly Ayotte, who lost to Ms. Hassan in 2016 by less than a percentage point, indicated that she has no plans to run for any office in 2022. Irrespective of who eventually runs, New Hampshire will still remain a top Republican senatorial conversion target. A new North Carolina WPA intelligence survey for the Ted Budd for Senate campaign projects the three-term representative coming to within 3 points of former Governor Pat McCrory as a prelude to the open March 8th Republican primary. The ballot test finds the ex-governor leading Representative Budd, who former President Trump endorses, 36-33%. In the firm's June poll, the McCrory advantage was 45-21. The North Carolina Senate race will be another top 2022 campaign. The Florida special congressional election still hasn't been decided. The Democratic primary to replace the late Congressman Alcee Hastings was held November 2nd, but the margin between businesswoman Sheila Sherfillis McCormick, who spent close to $4 million of her own money on the campaign, and Broward County Commissioner Dale Holness is just 5 votes. Expect the courts to make the final determination regarding which of the two will advance to the January 11th special general election. It is clear, however, that regardless of who wins the special election, we will see a rematch between the two in the regular 2022 primary come August 23rd. Another state, this time Iowa, finished its redistricting. The new map again yields 3 highly competitive districts that could go either way in the 2022 election and beyond. Currently, 2 Republicans and 1 Democrat hold the politically marginal seats, all won by former President Trump with small vote spreads, but we can expect hard-fought re-election races for all 3 sitting incumbents. Another of the Trump impeachment Republicans has trouble back home. 6th-term Representative Jamie Herrera Butler, who represents the southwestern corner of Washington, saw a Trafalgar Group survey that projects her in danger of possibly not even qualifying for the general election. Washington is one of 3 states that uses the top 2 primary system, meaning all candidates will appear together on the August 2nd primary ballot, with the 2 highest vote-getters, regardless of political party affiliation, advancing into the general election. In this poll, Representative Butler was actually running 3rd, 12 points behind former Green Beret Joe Kent, a Republican, and 1 point away from a placebo Democratic candidate. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.